Welcome to the Royal Rumble Review. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas, always with me, the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. Man, what's going on, Wizard?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Man, nothing much, man. We just finished a Royal Rumble to remember 2019 Royal Rumble, which was about 4 hours and 50 minutes long. You still surviving there?
Yeah, barely.
Barely, man. 48,193 people there at the stadium in Arizona, Diamondback Stadium in Arizona. WWE put on a stellar show for 2019 Royal Rumble. Told a lot of story, even though it was almost 5 hours long. I think they gave the people their money worth. One of the big things coming out tonight was we saw on the main card, we'll get to the pre-show and all the other stuff later, but on the main card, first match of the night, as I mentioned earlier on our show on Thursday night, that placement of matches would be important. That it depends on how they place the matches will be what we see as the outcome of some of the card. And the first match out of the gate was Becky Lynch taking on Asuka here for the SmackDown's women's title. And I thought this right here was a good match, good opening match on the card. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good, solid opener. It was what you expected to come out of that match. Asuka and Becky have good chemistry, and they did very well with each other. No surprises.
Yeah, no surprise. And Asuka delivered. Asuka picked up the win by submission. And I know we was texting back and forth. We thought it was a big deal that Becky Lynch tapped out. And I think I text back, yo, I'm only time would tell. I'll let you guys know at the end of the night. Because I figured if she was going on first, that there would be a little bit of a surprise towards the end of the night. And we did get a surprise a little bit later towards the end of the night with Becky Lynch. But Asuka picks up the win here. Big win for Asuka. Who do you see that is a contender for her championship now since she won at WrestleMania?
I think she's going after, that will spoil the whole thing. We might as well keep going. But why would you ask me that? I just thought about that. Why would you ask me that?
I just wanted to ask. I mean, I think I got an idea where they're going to go with that, but you know, I just wanted to get your.
We should go through the we should go through everything else because that involves us talking about the rest of the pay per view.
It does. Let's.
Yeah.
I'll pump my brakes on that. But let's go to the other world title championship match here. We saw Ronda Rousey taking on Sasha Banks. Very good match there with Ronda Rousey taking on Sasha Banks, which Ronda Rousey, you know, was taking her lumps throughout the match. She took her lumps through a lot of this match, and Sasha Banks had the upper hand from submission. I think Sasha Banks told a great story here with the match with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? She told what she wanted to do, and she got done what she needed to get done. And at the end of the night, we saw Ronda Rousey be victorious over Sasha Banks. Ronda Rousey picks up the win over Sasha Banks and retains the WWE Women's Championship. At the end of this, we saw once again Sasha Banks throw up the Four Horsewomen sign as of signs that we may see the Four Horsewomen taking on the Four Horsewomen a little bit later on. I don't think should be a WrestleMania match, in my opinion. I think this could be an Elimination Chamber match somewhere down the line, but I don't think it's a WrestleMania match.
Okay, I can agree with that. I give you that. Okay.
Just because the other two young ladies down in NXT, and I forget their name, they're not ready.
You don't think so?
Nah, Shayna Baszler's ready, Ronda's ready, but the other two, they're not ready. And I know it was a fatal four-way match, and you could probably hide them a little bit in the matches, but I don't think they're ready for the main stage, the main event, the coup de grace, as you will, to be Four Horsewomen versus Four Horsewomen. And I think it'll be disappointing for the fans to see this at a WrestleMania, when you can do so much other things at WrestleMania, especially what we saw later on in the night.
Fair enough. Okay. I give you that.
Then we had let's jump to this one. No spoilers yet. Dan, you had Daniel Bryan taking on AJ Styles, which I thought really was the match of the night, in my opinion. In my opinion, I think this match was the match of the night following the women's Royal Rumble. Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles, in my opinion, was the best match that was on the card. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, you know, I think people really don't appreciate these methodical tight matches and the pace that they go. I loved every bit of this match. I mean, it probably was the best match on the card if you really think about it. So I agree with you. This match was very well done. It told a story from beginning to end. And I like the pace of it. It was very good.
Yeah, especially coming off an hour and 10 minutes Women's Rumble. This had to follow the Rumble. You know, this followed mm-hmm. the Women's Rumble. And so, you know, people had been sitting there for an hour and 10 minutes to watch, watching the Women's Rumble. You just saw the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble. And to have this match come behind it and still deliver, I thought was good. And then the story at the end of the match, we saw Eric Rowan help Daniel Bryan in this match to get a win over AJ Styles while the referee was knocked out. Thought was a great story. Now we might see Daniel Bryan actually gets a, if they go along with it, Daniel Bryan gets a faction. He gets a stable.
Yeah, no. That's I think so. I think we'll see more members. I guess they really did kill the Bludgeon Brothers thing, so that's pretty much done. Yeah, so, yeah.
Bludgeon Brothers got killed quickly. I mean, due to injury, it got killed. But I think this helps Eric Rowan better. I think him, if Luke Harper joins, which you probably reckon so, that these two guys done well together. If you go back to the whole days of the Wyatt family, they had good stories to tell with Daniel Bryan and the Wyatt family. So it's a good twist and good turn to see now that Eric Rowan is with Daniel Bryan, the new Daniel Bryan, as they like to say in the WWE, the new Daniel Bryan with Eric Rowan, and Eric Rowan helps him pick up the win here over AJ Styles. Not a bad night for Daniel Bryan as he picks up the win there over AJ Styles. And then we go to the Universal Championship. Well, as you showed us earlier, the World Heavyweight Championship. Somebody should be fired.
Yeah, they should.
Behind that, if you ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm talking about, if you go back to the Brock Lesnar entrance, if you look at the, I don't want to call it Titantron, but look at the video behind it, or the wall, video wall behind him, it said World Heavyweight Champion instead of Universal Champion on there. I'll go ahead and check it out. But Brock Lesnar taking on Finn Balor, and I thought this story right here was a great story that was told by these two guys, how Finn Balor was able to attack Brock Lesnar early and often in this match. He attacked him at the beginning, got Brock off kilter, even in throwing him into the table on the outside, how the announcers pointed out that Brock's diverticulitis in the point of the table was causing hurt his abdomen. And this story was a good story to tell. It made me believe that Finn Balor actually has an opportunity to become the Universal Champion. Your thoughts on this one?
I like the way they did it. Even though I kind of see why they took Braun out of that, you know, kind of take the pressure of him working a full match off of him with him with that still, you know, still kind of healing arm. It's probably healed, but still, you want to come, you know, you want to ease him back in. But it was done well. It made Finn look legitimate for the most part again, even though he lost. But I like the way it went. I do.
Yeah, it made him look legitimate, but also made Brock Lesnar look vulnerable going into his match. Yeah. At the WrestleMania. And I think that was the key there that everyone wanted to see. How would Brock Lesnar be able to stand up against a Finn Balor? And how would Finn Balor be actually ready to compete against a Brock Lesnar? And I think the WWE did tell a good story on this one. I think the story was told great. I think the sell of the coup de grace and how Brock did not just go ahead and dominate Finn Balor as everybody was thinking was going to happen, but he was able to... what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say sneak out a win, but get a win, per se, is definitely mm-hmm. key here. Because he got a win by submission. He picked up the win by submission, and it's like he snuck. But then he made Finn Balor pay for it at the end of the night. He made Finn Balor pay for all the trouble that he went through and everything that happened. So it was a decent night for the Beast himself. And Brock looked like he lost a lot of weight there.
I think y'all may be pushing that. He's fine. He's still the same size. We just don't see him that often, so it looks like. I still think he's definitely over 275 at minimum.
Well, that goes into my next point. Then we go into the Men's Rumble. As you go into the Men's Royal Rumble, which closed the show, I picked that and I figured that would happen on the show over the weekend. That was the Men's Rumble would actually close the show because I thought this was the most important Rumble match besides the women's match. You know, the women closed the show last year because it was the first women's Rumble. This year, the men closed the show, and we have a winner. And I take my hats off to you. You are definitely a wizard on this one. And I know a lot of people say, well, the pick was easy. But it really wasn't an easy pick for the Royal Rumble this year because you could have went a lot of different ways the WWE did. But we do have a winner, and that winner is a 2019 winner is none other than Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is your 2019 winner of the Royal Rumble. I like how this was done. I like how Seth, played there. I like the things they did in the Rumble. I'm going to ask you this before we get to a little bit of Seth. Did you enjoy the Nia Jax spot?
Yeah, I did. You know what? It was done well. I mean, no offense to R-Truth, but to utilize that spot with some entertainment with Nia Jax was really good. So I'm definitely on board for it.
Yeah, definitely on support for board for that. You know, anybody who talks about intergender stuff, WWE won't do it, but they did it tonight. Well, we saw 619, we saw a RKO out of nowhere. We saw a super kick that Nia Jax got. Hey, Seth Rollins is your WWE Royal Rumble winner. I guess you can...
Oh, one more thing, too. Hey, shout out to the whole... Like, I would want to say probably 80% of Royal Rumble having some kind of tie to NXT. It seemed like it was a real NXT, like Royal Rumble out there.
Yo, it did. Johnny Gargano got in. Especially when we go to the Women's Rumble, when we talk about that, it's like every Asian person in the WWE got into the Rumble.
Yeah.
Women's side. Did the whole NXT roster cleared out?
Well, I think what they did, here's the thing. I think what they did was that they didn't rely. I noticed it on both sides, and which is really good. They didn't rely on any real major surprises or any, you know, Hall of Famers like that. I mean, other than maybe Jeff Jarrett, they didn't rely on too many outsiders.
But you know, I thought that was good though. I thought that was good that they relied on what they relied on, what they had in house.
Yeah.
That they relied on, they have talent, they have a deep roster, and they utilize guys. I mean, we saw Curt Hawkins in the Rumble. This dude had not been in all his career, I don't think he's ever been in a Rumble that I can remember.
Right.
You know, you got Curt Hawkins that was in the Rumble. You use people that wasn't known. I mean, we got on the women's side, you got Maria Kanellis that was in the Rumble. You know?
Yeah.
So they was able to put different people in places without necessarily having used some of the older talent for nostalgia's sake. So I thought that, like you said, you brought a good point out that I thought that was good that WWE was able to do that. Good move on their part. Good move on their part. So we got a men's winner right here. And so we're going to go ahead and assume Seth Rollins taking on Brock Lesnar, correct?
Here's where we go. Is it a foregone conclusion that Seth Rollins is picking Brock Lesnar? Is it? Because Daniel Bryan is really sitting out there, and you know, I can't think of a SmackDown person right now that you're putting Daniel Bryan up against. I really can't. Seth Rollins might just pick Daniel Bryan.
That's an interesting thought, but then if Seth Rollins, let's go with your theory. If Seth Rollins picks Brock, I mean Daniel Bryan, who goes against Brock Lesnar?
Do they go ahead and run Braun? Do they run Bobby Lashley? Do they run, like? There's options.
There are options. You are correct. The Raw option is more lucrative or a larger pool than the SmackDown option, because you don't want to do Daniel Bryan. You could do Daniel Bryan AJ again, But you did that twice. You know?
And even on Raw, Drew McIntyre. I mean, there's people there.
It could be a swerve. It could be a swerve for Seth Rollins, but does Seth Rollins need the Universal Championship? Does Seth Rollins need to be the one that destroys and takes down Brock Lesnar? We know that Seth Rollins was the one who won WrestleMania 29. No, WrestleMania 31. He defeated Brock. Well, he won the Universal title in a triple threat match.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because there's really a bunch of options. There really is.
Yeah, it's a lot of ways to go. I mean, Monday night, tomorrow night, on Monday Night Raw, we'll be interested to see which way the WWE goes with Seth Rollins. I hope, in my opinion, I would like to see Seth Rollins in Brock Lesnar. I think they'll put more money in butts and seats. But then I couldn't turn away from Seth Rollins and Daniel Bryan, which wouldn't be a bad move neither.
No, you're right.
WWE has a lot of moving parts between now and as we, well, it's over midnight. We're 69 days away from WrestleMania. 69 days away from WrestleMania, and WWE has a lot of stories to tell for us as wrestling fans. It's really, really interesting to go. Since we talked about the Men's Rumble, let's go ahead and talk about the Women's Rumble. We saw, as we mentioned, a lot of women involved in the Women's Rumble. I mean, we saw Nikki Cross, we saw Peyton Royce, we saw some Tamina. Went and got Charlotte at 13, Maria Kanellis at 15. We had a Naomi spot once again. Her and Mandy Rose continued her thing. We saw Candice LeRae, Alicia Fox. I mean, we just saw a whole bunch of women that were on the WWE roster. WWE lets you see how deep their roster was when it came to women when you include the NXT stars. But we came out with one winner of the Royal Rumble, and she lost early in the night. And I like the way they played this up, because it was like, look, Lana couldn't continue because of what happened in her match where Rusev lost to Nakamura, and Nakamura is your new U.S. champion. And Lana tried everything she could at number 28 to get to the ring. Nia Jax knocked her down at 29, and Lana just couldn't get up. She just couldn't make it into the ring. She couldn't maneuver, if you want to say that. And then Becky Lynch comes out and says, look, I want to take her spot. And what Fit Finley does, he gives Becky Lynch the spot to go in the ring to compete in this year's Royal Rumble. And the story goes like this. Nia Jax comes and throws her off the ring steps, hurts her knee. Charlotte Flair works on her knee over and over again. And nonetheless, Charlotte makes a mistake, and you have your winner of the 2019 Women's Royal Rumble, none other than Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is your winner of the 2019 Women's Royal Rumble. Now, can we say this one is a foregone conclusion, that Becky Lynch is coming to Monday Night Raw to take on Ronda Rousey?
This one we can. This one we absolutely can. She's going to Monday Night Raw.
She goes to Raw. She takes on Ronda Rousey. Where does that leave Asuka now? Do we see Asuka Charlotte too?
You could. You could see one of the women come over from Raw. Oh, to SmackDown, you never know. I mean, it's kind of blurred lines now, but if we're keeping it strictly for women on SmackDown, it could be a call-up. You never know. It could be one of them, too. You don't know. But for the sake of who's on the roster now, I guess you go Charlotte, Asuka Charlotte, too.
You could do that. I even thought you still get Ember Moon somehow.
Yeah, see, somehow that can still happen. I agree.
I thought you could get Ember Moon, maybe Ember Moon, Asuka. If you're really familiar with the NXT stuff with Ember Moon and Asuka, that storyline was good down at NXT, and they did a lot of good stuff with the NXT brand. So I see you can get Ember Moon and Asuka, and I think that would be – everybody would be fine with that. But it's foregone conclusion that Becky Lynch is taking on Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. Now, are you, as a fan, are you disappointed? Because it had been talked for years. Well, since Ronda been in the company, that would be Ronda and Charlotte at WrestleMania. Are you disappointed that you may not get that?
No, you got to go with the hot hand. We got Ronda and Charlotte at Survivor Series. So there it was.
I agree with that. But we know WrestleMania is the biggest stage, but Becky is the hot hand right now. Becky, if I'm going to say it, she's the hottest thing in the company, man or female.
I mean, yeah.
You know, DB's a close second. And somebody arguing me on Twitter at GFather725, but I think Becky Lynch is the hottest thing in the company right now. And she sells a lot of tickets. The fans went crazy when Becky Lynch won the Royal Rumble tonight. One of the loudest pops of the night. Besides Jeff Jarrett coming out, I think that was a big pop as well. When Jeff Jarrett, Double J, came out tonight, so that was a big pop there. Some of the matches that happened previous in the night, we saw on the pre-show, you saw Buddy Murphy retain his title on NXT. Buddy Murphy retains the Cruiserweight Championship. On the pre-show, you also saw Nakamura getting the U.S. title off of Rusev, and I want to talk about this one just a little bit. We saw new SmackDown Tag Team Champions. We saw The Miz and Shane McMahon come out and live their dream as Tag Team Champions. Your thoughts on this one? When do they break up? Before Elimination Chamber, or the closer we get to Rumble, then we'll know that. I mean, not Rumble. The closer we get to WrestleMania, we'll know that we have a match between The Miz and Shane McMahon.
They may get one clean defense out of it, maybe. But it's coming between Elimination Chamber and Mania.
And The Bar loses the titles. Be interested to see who gets the titles off of Shane McMahon and The Miz. But I think The Miz is doing some of his best work right now with Shane McMahon. He really is that company guy. He's really that guy who's been diversifying his character in his role. And WWE really trusts The Miz. And I think The Miz, good for him to become SmackDown Tag Team Champion with Shane McMahon. The whole story with his making his father proud is a good storyline that WWE is doing with Shane McMahon and The Miz. All in all, was it your thoughts on what would you give this Royal Rumble pay-per-view?
I thought it was really good. Very solid show. Nothing too out of the ordinary, nothing kind of blah. It was really entertaining from start to finish, so I enjoyed it.
What would you give to the naysayers who said it was too long? Because you're going to hear that in the morning. We're going to hear that. Probably hearing it right now on social media that this was too long. WWE should be ashamed of themselves. What do you say to the naysayers?
I mean, people are going to always do that. It's not a thing. I mean, and you can't really disagree with them to an extent. I mean, it was a long pay-per-view. But for the parameters of what's in it, you have two Rumble matches. You have two world title matches. You have, you know, your undercard was pretty heavy even after the fact. So, I mean, I get it. I get it on both sides, though. It does run a little long. It does. But for what they had to fit in there, the timing was right. So,
yeah, I mean, 5 hours worth of wrestling, and not to mention that we'll go into tomorrow night with 3 hours, that's 8 hours worth of wrestling. Tuesday night, you get another 2 hours worth of wrestling. Wednesday, you get another 1 hour worth of wrestling. So you will be wrestling 15, 16 hours worth of wrestling by the time we get to Thursday. I'm not complaining because I'm a wrestling fan. I enjoyed it. I watched every moment of it. I really enjoyed the 5 hours of rougher wrestling. The guys or girls who sat there. Also, remember, they was on the West Coast, so the time frame is a little bit different from those of us who's watching on the East Coast who may have to get up to go to work in the morning. But nonetheless, it's no different from sitting there watching two football games that you may watch. 5 hours worth of wrestling. Can't complain. Can't complain about it. Love it as a wrestling fan. I just believe WrestleMania has to be, if this was 5 hours, almost 5 hours, WrestleMania is going to be about six.
Yeah, probably so.
And I'll enjoy every moment of it. I was sitting in MetLife Stadium there. I'll enjoy every moment. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us tonight. Please leave a comment below. Give us your thoughts. Was this pay-per-view a little bit too long? Did you like it? Not like it? What was your favorite matches? Leave a comment in the comment section below. Also, give us a thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button and the bell notification so you don't miss any of our shows. Wizard, as always, it's a pleasure, man. Take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of stories, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.